Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome back.
I'm joined by my boyfriend, Max, as you can tell.
Hello, everybody. It's been a while.
That's throwing me off my normal flow in the intro. I always go, hey, everyone, welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Gary. I do that at the beginning of everyone.
I love that.
But we had to get you right in here.
So we'll skip the intro because we're in a tight bind today.
Yeah, you guys, there's a lot happening. We literally, our movers come at 9 a.m. tomorrow, and we're recording this podcast right now.
Yeah.
That's how special you are to us, that we are carving out the time during this
hectic
move.
To give you an update on what's going on and what's happening.
Yeah, and everything. We also, hopefully you're in a silly, fun mood because we have our big coffees next to us right now.
Yeah, and it's been a hectic week getting everything organized and packed, so.
Yeah.
This will be a good break and we'll have a nice little chat.
Needed this. That's what I said to Max. I'm like, honestly, I'm like, well, first of all, we need you back on the podcast because I was trying to look you guys. And the last time he spoke on the podcast was with my twin sister last July. So like literally, what, 10 months ago?
Yeah.
We have Lucy and we did like Who Knows Me Better. But before then, the last one I could find was after we moved in here together, but there had to be another one in there where we like chatted, yeah, life update, something, so. But I must have missed it because it was like, what living together has been like in 2020? I'm like, oh, well, you've definitely been on since then. I couldn't even find it. So, but all I'm trying to say is it's been a minute since we've had a chat with Max. So I thought this would be fun.
This will be great.
We're always
I'm excited to be back.
Yeah.
Am I your most recurred
to have you.
Guest?
Recurring guest? Maybe Lucy? But maybe you. Hmm. I don't know. That's a good question.
Nice.
I'd have to really like dig, but it might be Lucy. But I'm sure you guys are excited to have Max back. And it's always funny. I feel like whenever I do a sit down YouTube video with you or podcast, like you always feel like it was yesterday. And I'm like, I can tell you your last video was over a year and a half ago. And you're like, what? Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you. You're now. Like, I'm here. Here now and I'm back in studio live. So
better than ever. Okay, yeah, so let's give them, okay, so setting the scene right now, our home, well, not even our home, I guess our apartment that we're leaving is in shambles.
It looks like a tornado went through it.
Yeah, because we're just amidst packing, and we got to get moving, because like I said, the movers come at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
And I think I've noticed, I do it as well, in the packing, is I start on one area, do a little packing, and then I move on to the next one and start packing up something totally different.
Yeah. I need you to focus. Yeah, because I can't focus because that's exactly what I do.
Yeah.
Well, that's also how I live my daily life, is I clean one thing halfway and then I move to the next thing, and that's just ADHD, but that's, I need you to keep me on task. Keep me focused. No yawning allowed on the pod.
This is an audio podcast. They can't even tell I'm yawning. So don't
I'm exposing
throw
you.
Me under the bus.
Why don't you take a sip of that coffee?
All right. Let's keep it moving, shall we?
Okay, so yeah, we're packing up. That's what's happening. And I wanted to chat about our weekend because it was literally the craziest weekend ever on Cape Cod.
It was awesome. It was so exciting. Why don't you dive in?
Start us off. So basically, we closed early on our house. And also, if you didn't even hear my podcast episode about bought our first home, woo, and I just chatted all about it. It's on Cape Cod, where Max grew up. Cape Cod boy.
Yep. And now you are an official Cape Codder after all these years of visiting and
I know.
Being a temporary resident at my mother's house.
Yeah, right. I feel like a faker. I feel like fake being like, I'm a Cape Cod girl, but like I am, like literally bought a house there.
Yeah.
Because I haven't lived there like a while, you know? Because you're like a true, like, born and raised.
Yeah, we're born and raised.
Cape Cod. I'm relocated.
Yeah.
But yeah, so bought a house in Cape Cod. That feels so weird to say. Like, we bought a house.
Yeah,
it does. Like, what do you mean? That's what all our friends keep saying. It's going to be so weird being like, oh yeah, I'm going to like Gretchen's house, Max's house. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean? We're like 12.
Yeah.
So it feels. But we did the damn thing. I can't believe it. And we're moving. It's actually a pretty big move. Well, I guess it depends on your, I guess, criteria of big move. Because some people move, like, across the country. It's not like that.
Yeah.
But in my mind, it's still a big move. Like, it's a six-hour drive. So.
And we're moving everything. Like, it's not like we're just moving, like, ourselves and, like, a suitcase. It's, like, furniture and.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So much.
Full-on wardrobes and. Kitchenware.
Like, it's not like a college move of just your stuff and your furniture in your drawer. Because that's what I was going to say, too. Like, so we're moving from Pennsylvania, Allentown, Pennsylvania. We've lived here for the past almost 3 years, which is crazy. It's, like, flown by. But also, I look back at our pictures of when we first moved here, and I'm like, we look so young.
Yeah.
Like, that was still kind of, like, right amidst COVID. Like, it was September 2020. Mm-hmm. I felt very lonely when we first moved here. I mean, you probably did, too, because your team wasn't here yet, like, your teammates. And I hadn't met any friends, but I also felt like I couldn't really go meet friends because everyone was terrified to meet new people and be in public and social. And, like, remember, it was still masks everywhere. Like, workout classes I would go to, you'd wear a mask on the treadmill at Orange Theory every three treadmills or whatever. Like, it was such a crazy time. So then I feel like so much has happened in the time that we've been here, but it's also gone by in, like, a blink of an eye. And Brody grew up here so much. Like, we have a three-year-old golden retriever, if you guys didn't know, Brody. And
I'm sure they know.
I know, like, as if someone's, like, brand new. Like, you guys get the gist. But, like, he was 4 months old when we moved here. It was pretty much his first home. Like, he grew up here. I was getting emo this morning and sad thinking about it. I was just saying it's bittersweet because I'm so excited to be on the Cape. And our home is just, like, a dream and wonderful and going to be so good and so fun decorating and stuff. But a part of me will be sad to leave here, especially because we probably won't be coming back. We could, but we just won't know till later in the summer. Yeah. So,
and if we do come back, it won't be into this apartment. It'll be somewhere new. So,
which will be, I think we're ready for a new adventure.
I agree.
Like, three. And this also realizing, like, I feel like probably for you too, we've never, outside of, like, our childhood home, we've never lived in one place, home, apartment for, like, 3 years. Because in college, you move around so much.
Yeah.
Post-grad. But then, so this really has felt like home
because
we've lived here a while. Yeah. And I was thinking how this move is treacherous because moving here from, I guess, technically, like, Boston and also me just moving stuff from where I'm from in New York, Max moving stuff from Cape Cod, we really just had our stuff and I've accumulated so much furniture and even more stuff while we've been here. But, like, we bought most of this furniture once we got here.
Yeah.
So now it's just so much more to move.
Yeah.
Moving out.
But also makes it so much easier going into our new house.
Yeah.
With all this furniture and being able to already get something in there so we can have it livable anyway. Yeah. And if we want to make changes, it doesn't have to be immediately. And we actually have something in place that is functioning and will get the job done for the time being. But,
I was saying to Max the other day how I felt like moving into this apartment in Pennsylvania, I was kind of like panicking the other day being like, I have barely prepared for this house at all about, like, decor and furniture and stuff. But again, like Max said, like, moving all our furniture with us makes it a lot easier so that it's functional and we can always swap pieces out slowly. But he was like, Gretchen, you prepared so much, like, 4 months in advance because, well, also it was COVID. I had a lot less going on.
Yeah.
And we were coming with nothing. So, like, we literally had to order a bed frame, a mattress, a couch, like, all of that to be there when we got there, or we'd be, like, sitting and sleeping on the ground.
Yeah.
And so this time around, I've kind of just been, like, the home buying process was stressful enough that I'm, like, the last thing I can think about right now is, like, ordering new rugs or couches or chairs or decor. Like, I can't do that. I'm, like, I just need to get there with all our current stuff and slowly do it, or I'm going to freak out. So
that's good to know. And you never know. You may put this stuff in there and end up liking it and seeing that, oh, it does work in this space and whatever. But it doesn't have to happen.
overnight.
In the first 24 hours we get there.
Which some things have happened already, we can tell them. But I know, I feel like I'm getting back into that mindset, feeling the stress of like wanting everything to just be done. And I forgot what that was like. Like when we first moved here for the first probably like 6-8 months, I just really wanted everything to totally be done and settled. And it wasn't. And it was kind of like chaos trying to figure it out. And but since we've been settled here for so long, I've just been really comfortable. And now I'm like, oh, feeling that pressure of like, you just want everything to be in its place and have everything fully settled. But it like takes a while, and it just is how it is.
I think I also want that feeling of getting everything in there like as quick as we can, just so we can start like hosting and having friends over and family over and have everything like the way we want it. But also like I like that process of kind of seeing it come together, and I think that's like fun and not something that needs to be rushed through. So
and
it's kind of like I like having it both ways, you know.
I know. I feel like you're better at that. Like I'm always so worried about things, and you're like, Gretchen, this is supposed to be fun. Yeah, we're having fun.
Yes. And this will be a home that we have for many years, so it doesn't have to happen overnight. So.
I know. I just want it to be like done the second we get there, so that when friends and family come over, they're like, wow, like, you know, but that.
But they'll already
love it.
Be that way with what we have. Like,
yeah.
They'll be so like, true. You already have all this stuff. I'm like, oh, we've had all this stuff. Yeah.
I know. Okay. One thing is, Maxa, I was a literal psychopath for hoarding rugs in this apartment, like, way too many rugs, more than we need. 2 or 3 have been rolled up the whole time we've been here. And he's like, this is getting out of hand. And I'm like, just wait and see. Like, it'll come
now,
in handy.
Yeah.
Now it's going to come in handy because we're going to use all of them.
You're right.
We have enough rooms for them now. We have more bedrooms and the room spaces, up top. Yeah. And so it's all going to be good. No stress. Okay, we're going to tell you about this weekend. So.
Oh, yeah. We got off the rails.
Basically. There. Yeah. We lost track a little. We closed early. So. We are supposed to close tomorrow, actually, as we're recording this, was our closing date initially. And that's just what I put in with our initial offer, which that was there were so many things I didn't like expect in the home buying process. One of the was that I don't know if that's typical that you like pick the closing date that you would like to have when you put in your initial offer. And then they can kind of like negotiate with you from there. But I think the sellers were like all on board. They wanted us to close early too because it was sitting empty. So of course they'd rather us pay for it than them. And so that was kind of nice. That worked in our favor that they wanted, they also had an interest in getting us in there as quickly as possible or else we wouldn't have been able to close early.
Because I don't even know if you said it on your last podcast, but there was another offer in there, right? Did you tell them?
Think I did.
But I think the big deciding factor with the sellers was that they were, I think, like a couple from California, and they haven't even seen it in person, and they probably thought the process with them would have been much longer and probably later in the summer would have had to close where they would have missed out on all that rental time, if you know, like, right?
I know,
but
that's so
since
true.
We were able to, we already saw it, we loved it, and we were kind of on board with it right away. They were like, oh, we can kind of get this done even earlier, and so I think that was a big factor.
I know, I think so too. That now I'm really, I didn't even think of that, but I bet when they put in their offer, they put away later closing date. I didn't even think of that.
Probably.
Because I don't know if any of you are listening or like, experts or realtors or lenders or something, but I would assume that putting in an offer and closing 1 month later is like quick.
Yeah, I'd probably say that's on the quicker side.
I don't know why in my mind I always thought it was like 60 days. I don't know where in my head that
I feel
came
like
from,
now
but it was
they were
30
saying like
it,
they can well I think
depends on the type of loan all that
and size of everything house and price and everything. I'm sure they can do it in a timely manner more so now than they've had in the past, I guess, what I'm trying to say. But just given everything with our situation, that I would say that was really fast.
Yeah. I know, especially with, I mean, I'll just be honest. You guys know what I do for a living. Mm-hmm. And even Max, too, I would say both of our jobs are volatile in nature and how, like we both any given year do not know exactly how much we'll be making. And so I'm sure a lender does not like to see that. So just like the nature of our jobs make it kind of tricky when mm-hmm. you're trying to get someone to trust you to lend you a lot of money to buy a house. Yeah. And I remember towards the end, like that really, I also don't think we both realized this, how you, I mean, you work with a realtor a lot, especially in the beginning, but after you put in the offer gets accepted, whatever, you really are talking with your lender every day. Mm-hmm. And you, yeah, that's probably who we spoke with the most. Like that's who your really like main point of contact is, going through everything. And that's really what we're waiting on towards the end, is like all the final checks and underwriting. And it's crazy the amount of things that have to go into it. And obviously a lender is like, you know, loaning you crazy amounts of money. So they want to see everything under the sun that you could pop, any kind of documentation of anything. They're going to be requesting it. You're going to need to get it. They're going to need to check. It's like crazy. So I remember towards the end when we were being like, oh my gosh, like so stressed. Like, are we going to be able to close early? I think I said something to the lender or to our realtor being like, you know what I just realized? Like if someone buys a house in cash and does like has an all cash offer.
It makes it so much easier.
Yeah, doesn't need finance. This process is mm-hmm. probably 1,000,000 times easier. They're like, oh yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Cause I can only imagine mm-hmm. being like, instead of being like, here's our down payment at closing. You're like, here's a everything. Check for the entire house. Yeah. You literally just signed some papers. You completely cut out the lender, mortgage, whatever, which obviously is not realistic. That probably happens 1% of the time. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, wow, wouldn't that be nice if that was just laying around? Way less stress. So, yeah, that was that. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Athletic Greens. I've started my day with AG1 by Athletic Greens for years now, and it really helps my gut health, digestion, increased energy, my immune system, and so much more. I also really just like the routine of taking it first thing when I wake up every morning, just starting my day out right. It's one scoop of powder mixed with water once a day. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients that give me the benefits, like I said before, and even healthier looking hair, skin, and nails as well, which I really appreciate since I've mentioned previously how I'm currently on a healing journey with my hair specifically. I remember the first thing I noticed back when I started taking AG1 years ago was that it very quickly improved my digestion and gave me an energy boost throughout the day. My favorite way to take it is to just mix it with cold water, but if I ever forget first thing, I can also just add it to a smoothie. I do that from time to time as well. I really love the flavor. It tastes super fresh and tropical, but it can be hard to know where to start with supplement routine, you guys. I've been there feeling so lost, which is why AG1 is so nice since it's such an easy habit to incorporate into your life. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/happyhour. That's athleticgreens.com/happyhour. Check it out. We're getting off the rails again. What were we saying?
Basically,
so long story short, why it went in my head that I started to realize I really want to close early is because for a number of reasons, because we're going away for Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. So we wanted to have the moving truck Wednesday to be all good before Memorial Day weekend. So that was a part of it. Also, our lease ends here in Pennsylvania May 31st. We had to get out by then. But again, I just had that, you know, May 24th is our like initial closing date, but I was like, hang on. It started to hit me. I'm like, this is a 6-hour drive. So getting together, like getting the movers set here, getting the moving truck all filled up, leaving here, moving all that in, and trying to close in person on the same day in Massachusetts, like will not happen. I'm like, the only way that this is going to make sense in my head and logistically be possible is if we go to Cape Cod couple days early, week early, whenever we can, close, get the keys, it's fully ours, don't have to, because then we also found out things like, even once you close, say we were able to close and move in the same day, you technically aren't on record and the house isn't yours till like a couple hours later when the bank processes your down payment, all this stuff. So basically it saved us so much like stress being able to close early, although closing early in itself was very stressful. So we were able to close a couple days early, whatever it was, and then now we're back in Pennsylvania finishing packing everything up before the movers. So I guess it was like an added trip over there, but in my mind worth it. Oh, and because like we said, we already have some changes being made. Literally, you guys, we closed and less than like maybe 12 hours later our painters came in and started painting, which was so nice that worked out.
Yes, it really did
the way it did.
I know. I was just shocked that we were able to get painters to even get in there that quickly and on Saturday. Yeah. And on Sunday.
I know.
And basically work pretty much all day the last 3 days to get it all finished. And it is finished and all ready for us when we get there, which is crazy.
We got so lucky, you guys, because even, like, Max's mom has obviously good connections, like, his fam's from the Cape, whatever, and she was like, oh, man, like, the painter I know is, like, so booked out, like, this is not going to happen, because, you know, we gave them, like, probably 3 days notice, because we were unsure if the house was even going to be ours, so we needed to find someone last minute, and we basically got really, it was really our realtor. We got so lucky that she had him booked for a job at her house, and she, like, gave us her time slot and, like, appointment so he could paint our house. Like, we owe her the world. Like, she was the best, so that's why they were able to come in. You guys, they literally painted from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. the first day.
Yeah.
Like, are you kidding me?
I think, like, three of them were in there just going to town. Yeah.
I could not believe. Like, I don't want to reiterate everything I said in the vlog. That's why if you guys should go watch my vlogs about closing. Like, I talk way more in depth about how, like, how it went. And it was, like, quicker than I thought. And whatever. Like, meeting with the attorney, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'll just go watch the vlog for that. But, yeah, what were we saying about the painters?
That they
lost my train of thought.
They did it in 3 days, the whole house.
And yeah, and I couldn't believe when I got there, probably 4 hours after they started the first day.
Yeah,
the whole house is mainly painted the first coat already. I'm like, where's all the old color? What the heck?
And that was another thing that was funny because he was like, "Oh, it'll probably just be like two coats. It'll be good. Like the paint's already like in." Like, it's not terrible in there already, you know?
And it wasn't that dark. It was just kind of like a medium beigey tan.
And then he was like, oh, no, this... Like, once it was all done, he was like, this was four coats. Like, because, like, the paint we'd picked was so light and so, like, bright and white. And
do you think it was, like, sheer? Or no, it's just, like...
Hmm?
You think the paint was, like, sheer? Like, I wonder why they needed four... Or
I think because it's just so light.
Yeah.
Like, they had, color was throwing, there, yeah, showing it was through. Going through. Yeah,
I know. Like, I feel like we saw after the second or third coat, and you could kind of see on the edges, like just the old color peeking through. Which that is so crazy how that all works. But honestly, we talked about in our first video talking about buying a home too, how we were like, give us your thoughts and opinions on painting. And some people were so like, you could handle it, and other people are like, don't even try. Like, we literally broke our necks and backs and wish that we had hired someone from the beginning, or you spent all this money on paint, all this time and effort, and then it doesn't even look good, and then you hire someone anyway.
Like, so I'm sure, like, let's do it. Could have painted a room, a bathroom, but if we wanted to get a fresh coat on everything, that would have took us probably the whole summer. And with furniture and stuff in there, would have been even harder. So having the house empty and getting painters in there, I think, was well worth
it. They did it in 3 days. I can't imagine. Because not only are they working around the clock and we probably would have other things to do, but, like, they probably, I could only imagine, like, the rate at which they go is 10 times what we could go because they're professionals.
Like, they were barely, like, taping anything off. Like, they were, like...
just so skilled. Wow.
Like, obviously, they do it every day. Like,
And it looks amazing. Yeah. So, that's the paint. That's, like, the first thing, which I am really happy we did that. And hiring painters is so expensive. But, like... I think it's going to be so nice getting in there. And, like, old scuffs on the wall and stuff, it'll just feel so fresh when we get in there.
New and clean.
Hours.
And, yeah.
I know.
It won't feel, like, lived in, like we're in someone else's home, I think. I think it'll feel more like ours.
Yeah. I know. And, like, being able to close early also is so, like, okay, like, because then if we can get the painters in there without the furniture in there, they so appreciated that. They were probably like, thank you. Because they're, like, dodging furniture and stuff is probably so annoying for them.
No, I just thought of, too, is we were able to close, and then we were there for how many days? Like, 3 days?
Yeah.
And we still haven't even, like, slept in it yet. Like, we haven't had our, like, first night in there.
I know.
Because we were just crashing on the couch at my mom's house, which is funny. But
we wanted to the first night before the painters came, but then we're like, well, they're getting here at, like, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So, whatever. And we would have had to go, like, buy air mattress and stuff. And then the next couple nights we would have, but all the paint was drying. So we would have been, like, inhaling paint fumes.
And they just kept all their stuff in there. And,
But, yeah, that was that. That was closing. That was the weekend. Also, I wanted to mention, we said this in the vlog, but I just think this is, like, so funny. And on, because I touch on it briefly in a vlog, but like we met the sellers.
Oh, I know.
And it was so cool. And we loved
them. It was actually really nice meeting them. Because, why don't you get into it?
No, you tell them. What do you think? I've been chatting away.
Well, we were there the, before we even officially closed. And we were like sitting in the driveway after we did like the walkthrough with our realtor and their selling agent.
Yeah, listing agent. Yeah,
listing agent. And we were like just sitting in the car, like getting ready to leave, eating our breakfast. And I was like, well, we're here and I got all the car packed. Like, might as well just like throw it in the garage quick. Like, we already had the keys and everything. Mm-hmm. And then our realtor came back over and was like, oh no, like, don't do that. Like, don't go in. Like, you're not like officially on like the record. So it's kind of like a big deal to stay out. So,
yeah.
And then she was like, well, also because I think that's like the owner, like across the street. And we were like, oh, that's like kind of weird. Like, why is she just like lingering around?
She like watching us?
Like, did she know we were like coming over?
Yeah.
And then come to find out, we're over at the house later that night and she's like back across the street
with her husband.
And we're like, what the hell is going on? Like, why is she like creeping on the house?
So like
me and Gretchen like went out and we were probably a little tipsy.
I was like nervous
with our like champagne as we were like celebrating with like my family and everyone. And we had just like went up to them and kind of just introduced ourselves. And I think I was just like, did you guys own this one before? And then so we ended up talking with them and they said, yeah. And then we like kind of invited them over. And
I wanted you to tell them how we didn't say this on the vlog, but it was such a funny moment because you were feeling funny. You were probably more tipsy. I don't think I was tipsy. I was just nervous. I need to work on like introducing myself to people. You taught me this because I feel like I go up to people and I'm so nervous and I'm just like, hi, who are you?
And yeah, you're like, you hit them with the 20 questions right away.
Yeah. And Max is like, no, Gretchen, it's a lot less scary if you're like, hi, I'm Gretchen. What's your name? And I'm like, oh gosh, I need to work on that. And I feel like I ran up to them and was like, who are you guys? Like, I just like, I don't know. But so whatever that. Yeah. And then when we're like, no, please, because they're like, no, 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 like, enjoy your day with your fam and whatever. And we're like, please, please come over. And like the wife was like, it's been a couple hours. You can't have like furniture in there yet, do you?
Yeah.
And then tell them what you said. Well, she was like, so funny.
So like before, like as we put in our offer, we're like, oh, like, you know how sometimes you can ask for things that are like in the house that was like staged to keep. So we're like, oh, can we keep like, you know, like the TVs that are already mounted, like that'll be easy. Like, oh, like the Adirondack chairs out back, that would be so great. Like the grill, like that would be awesome.
Just a couple things. We didn't really want furniture, just literally that stuff.
And they were like, oh no, like we're taking the Adirondack chairs, the grill, like we have like other houses we need it for, like other rentals or whatever. So we're like, oh, that's kind of a bummer.
Like, dang it, we wanted those.
And as they were over, out back with us, she was like, oh, well, we could all go inside and sit on the one cushion or something that's in like the third floor seat. And I go, well, yeah, that's all you left us. And she got a big kick out of it and
dying laughing. I'm like, Max, we're not that close with this yet. You think that's all you left us?
I know. Like, literally, they cleared the house empty except for this one little bench,
window
like
seat
window
cushion.
She was like, yeah, we just left that because it just fit like perfect in there. Like, they probably weren't going to use it for anything else. So.
How funny.
Yeah, it was really funny.
But it was so nice to meet them. And we're like, now we'll bother you guys with any more questions about the house.
Yeah.
They're like, uh-oh.
They were like hesitant to like give us their phone numbers because we're going to be like calling them, asking them for everything now.
We're like, how do you do this? How do you do that? It was so nice. And they like turned on our little fire pit and were just giving us like the inside scoop on everything. And I feel like it just made us feel good. Like, we could tell they really like loved the home and they built it and they were like, the builder did such an amazing job. Like, it's such a good builder. Yeah. Like, and you can tell too. So yeah, it felt full circle meeting them.
They were a little sad to sell it because she was like, I like love this one. Like, it's such like a beautiful home. And
we're like, come over whenever.
Yeah. The door's open.
So that was Friday. And then also I want to say, because I didn't feel like we really captured it in the vlog, but Saturday, we had so much fun. We had, like, Saturday fun day after we went over the house. Well, you had, like, work in the morning. Like, Max was setting up the utilities at the house, was with the painters, figuring out landscaping, like, meeting the landscapers, all that stuff. But then we had, like, a day, the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, like, rainy, and we just, like, bopped around different restaurants and bars. That's, like, our favorite thing to do on the Cape with your fam. We always have, like, Sunday fun day with your mom and, like, go get a drink.
All the usual spots.
Get and, snacks and appetizers and frosé and dance and...
Frosé?
I was thinking about when we did that at, what's Pilot House, right? Isn't that what it's called? Out on the picnic bench?
Oh, yeah.
That was one of my favorite Sunday fun days because I had frosé and we always find... And there was, like, live music. It was such a good time. We just had the best group dancing around, living life. So that was Saturday. Oh, and then Sunday before we drove back here... What's today? Today. Sunday before we drove back here, we had lunch at the...
At the club.
At the club.
Yeah.
And it was so fun. And I feel... It feels so like Cape Cod.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a little TikTok of that. Like a bougie little Cape Cod TikTok, which is not like everyday life. I actually feel like we're going to have the most like laid back...
Just fun.
Beer in the hand, sandy toes, Brody swimming in the ocean kind of summer. But... it's really only because Max's grandpa's like a member at this golf club and golf's there 24/7 from sunrise to sunset. And so we just had lunch over there and it is like so beautiful and like the most beautiful views of like all of Cape Cod, I feel like. And just so cute inside there. And yeah, we just had like the best lunch. So that was so fun too. So that was like the weekend. We talked about the painters. I'm looking at my notes. I have, like, very few notes. We've kind of touched it all. Oh, I wanted to say our paint color in case they care.
Oh, yeah.
It's Benjamin Moore, Simply White, after looking at many shades of white and off-white. I guess it's technically an off-white.
Yeah.
But it's white.
It's like a warm
It's a warm white. White. And you know what? I actually have gotten such good feedback because I don't know why I was so scared to be, like, painting the whole house white. Because I feel like people really get so not weird.
White. It's called Simply White, but it's not. I feel like
you think it's like a cream.
Yeah.
And I just worry like moving to a house. I feel like people are always like, ah, people come in here and ruin it and get rid of the character and charm and they paint everything white and change. You know what I mean? Like I just got nervous. People were going to be like, you're ruining this house. But I literally got so much positive feedback in DMs and comments of people being like, Simply White's the best. Yeah. Like, that's such a good move. I actually saw a comment on my YouTube video today because I posted my closing vlog last night and a girl said she's from Germany and that most homes are all white on the inside because it makes it easier to like furnish and decorate and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, seriously, that's like kind of why we did it. Because I've seen stuff of people being like, if you have like gray walls, like having everything go with gray can be kind of hard and like warm versus cool, stuff like that. So that's just kind of why we did. And like we said, it's just like a fresh start, whatever. But yeah, I got lots of positive feedback about that. And I was scared people were going to be weird.
With the two that we were kind of looking at, we were looking at the like the
White Dove.
The White Dove as well. I just think we couldn't go wrong with either one of them.
Yeah.
So I knew you'd be happy with... Whichever we chose, we just had to choose it and stick with it.
Yeah, now I'm
because you went back and forth a bunch of times.
Even last night when our painter sent us a video of it all being done, I'm like, should we have done the bedrooms different? But also it's going to be fine. Like, once all the decor's in there, I plan on having like a fun bathroom with like wallpaper. Like, we can still like mix it up without changing the paint. And could even change the paint if we wanted to. So, yeah.
Nothing's permanent.
Hopefully not anytime soon. We start getting down the rollers like a week later. No. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Upside, which is how you can get cash back on everyday purchases so easily. With how expensive gas prices have been getting, it's so nice to get cash back on every gallon of gas you buy with Upside. Their app is so easy to use, and I always use my cash back for Starbucks. I'm sure that doesn't shock you guys. Also at Target, for groceries, etc. So to get started, download the free Upside app. Then you'll claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. You'll pay as usual with a credit or debit card, follow the steps in the app, and get paid. Upside users are earning hundreds of dollars a year, which is probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. Also, Upside doesn't sell your personal information to third parties like other apps do. So download the free Upside app and use promo code HAPPYHOUR to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using promo code HAPPYHOUR. Now let's get back into the episode. We also didn't even say in the beginning, but I guess we can towards the end here, because we want this to be more like concise episode. But you guys know I always say something I'm happy about. Oh, yeah. Happy quote idea. But I wrote today, I thought it could be fun to have our guest Max.
Oh, boy.
Say, like, your intention for the summer. Like, I thought we could, like, set our intentions.
My intention is it's going to be a great summer. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think it'll be a good summer of just having a lot of friends around.
Yeah.
And a lot of just, like, good times, like, you know, like, when you're having such a good time, you're not taking pictures, and, like, yeah. You're not on your phone, and, like, stuff like that, where it's, you're just kind of in the moment with everybody around, and you kind of, like,
fun.
Yeah, like, I'm also afraid, like, it's gonna, like, fly by, because it's gonna be so much fun, and, we'll be packing up and moving somewhere at the end, which is going to be sad, but for the time being, I think it's just going to be really exciting. And we were even talking in the car the other day, like, who we thought, like, our first, like, visitor of our, like, friends it was going to be, other than, like, your sister, probably, who's going to be number one. But
yeah, her and, like, Taylor, because they live an hour away in Boston.
But, like, who is going to be, like, the first one coming down to, like, spend a weekend with us or something. So, yeah, we can't wait for that. Hopefully we can get it all furnished and organized.
Close. Like, we have, like, a guest bed already and like, a plug-out. Mm-hmm. When you were just saying that, like, good, clean, fun, and you don't even look at the time on your phone or something, that feels like when we're with your friends. Mm-hmm. I feel like your friends are so good at being present. And just boys, I feel like naturally are, like, on their phone less. Like, they're not caring about their Instagram photos and TikToks and stuff. So when we're with all your buddies, I always feel, like, so in the moment and present and fun. Mm-hmm. I am so excited for that. This reminds me, too, of I don't know if she's posted. I was going to say my sister's boyfriend. But I think we might have talked about it. You know what? If cat's out of the bag, cat's out of the bag. Whatever. 35 minutes into the episode. You deserve to know. I don't think I posted together, but I feel like we have said. My sister has a boyfriend who's relatively new. Mm-hmm. All I'm trying to say is his dad said something really funny and said, a house on the Cape and suddenly you got friends coming out of the woodworks. And we're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, so be it. I love that. If friends are coming out of the woodworks, they want to come hang out with us. Like, come on down.
Yeah.
So, I know. I like that intention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to be intentional this summer.
Yeah.
Because I want to have a lot of fun. But you're saying, like, oh, you forget about your phone. But I'm like, wait, but I want all the content.
No, yeah, obviously. But
I want to, like, really document and show the whole process. And
yeah, but it's going to have to be, like, an effort to be, like, oh, like, I gotta...
Yeah.
Like, we're having so much fun. Like, I gotta get content of this. Because you're not gonna want to, you know what
I know.
Mean?
I'm gonna be like, okay, everyone, zip it. We're taking photos. Yeah. And then we can commence with our evening by the bonfire.
Yeah,
and
like,
whatever.
I can see us just hanging out, like, outside so much in the backyard and on all the decks.
We gotta get all our Adirondack chairs now that they didn't leave them for us.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's one of our first things, too, we gotta do.
I'm excited to kind of... not decorate, but, like,
get our yard,
like,
how
design
we want.
The backyard and, like,
get your TV
get it,
up
like,
outside.
Set up. Yeah,
Max wants a TV
because it is such, like, a hosting house, I feel like. And
yeah, oh, I know, that was one of the reasons this one really spoke to us, is, like, it just felt like such a fun, young, entertaining kind of house. It just, I felt immediately the best vibes walking in there. I'll never forget first walking in there with a realtor being like, I really like this one. This is maybe more than we thought we would spend. Can we make it work? I was like, oh my gosh, this is, like, such a gem. It really stood out to us. So, yeah, I like that. That's me too. Just want to have a fun quality time summer with all our friends and fam and stuff. I feel like we might have a singular day or two where you and I are there alone. Like, we're always going to have people over. Yeah. It's just going to be, like, a revolving door of friends and family, but it's going to be so good. I guess it's kind of, I guess we could probably, I could assume what you're happy about right now. Since I always say what we're happy about. Our home.
Yes.
Same.
And just being on the Cape for the summer. Because I felt like last summer, like, we were in Boston, but you even said, like, even our, like, our favorite, like, moments or, like, days or weekends were on the Cape, like, just having a blast. So, being there all summer is going to be so much fun. And being close to Boston, you can always shoot up there and
I know. Do my things.
Your sister and do your soul cycle and workouts or hair. Yeah, so.
I know. That's really what, if you guys didn't know, like Max said, last summer we were in Boston for the off season. And I feel like last summer really showed me, like solidified in my mind that I love being on the Cape and that having like a summer home there would be a dream. And that's kind of what like sparked this whole idea of getting a home for the summer. And I actually can't believe looking back that it worked out because there were many a times in February, March, April, like mid-April, I put the offer in towards the end of April, but like mid-April still had no idea. And I'm like, all right, well, time's a ticking, clock's ticking. Like, this probably isn't happening. We just need to, like, be okay with it. And I can't believe it worked out. Like, I actually can't. It was very meant to be. Yeah. Okay, so we literally just chatted about the house forever, which we needed to. It's going to be so exciting. I can't wait to bring you guys along the whole process. But I wanted to just interview our guest a little bit.
Oh boy. I thought we were wrapping this thing up. No, we're just getting started.
No, we can. But I wanted to just check in with you and have life updates with you since we probably won't hear from you for another like 2 years.
Great.
So, yeah. And because I know, like, I know a lot of you know the situation, but in case you like tune in, tune out, because basically, like Max said, this will be a home that I foresee as having for a while, but it really is a summer home because Max plays hockey. And so during the hockey season, fall through spring, we will live wherever he plays hockey, probably in just like a rental. So, yeah, that's like the nature of our living situation and why this is just like a summer spot, which also, by the way, I feel like I've concluded. I always thought we were like, yeah, you know, this will be perfect. Like, we'll rent it out during the hockey season when we won't be there. And now I'm like, there is no chance I'm renting this place out because I'm going to make it feel so special and like our home. And I'm absolutely not going to want to rent it out.
And I feel like even during the year, I could see you, well, depending on where we are.
Yeah.
You could be like, I'm going to go to the Cape for the weekend or a week or whatever, you know.
And I just, know.
Like, go with, like, your sister, Taylor.
Friends. Or, yeah. I know. I could so see being like, I want Brick and Danielle to visit for the weekend. Yeah, we're going to go have a Cape Cod weekend. And, like, even if it's, like, the winter and, like, we could still, like, walk the beach and do fun things or be like, oh, me and Sydney are going to go have a weekend on the Cape. Yeah, like, I know. And I could also see our friends and fam being like, we're going to go stay there.
Right.
And, like, I feel like I would love for us to be like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Instead of like having runners in there and being like, oh, can we go at this time?
And I think that's another reason on the Cape that's nice because when we are away, we have family close by that will check on it and keep an eye on it and, you know, just kind of look after it a little bit while we're gone.
Yeah. That reminded me, I wanted to shout out your family, specifically your mom and sister. In this episode, because they really have done like so much for us. I feel very lucky. And I said to them, I was like, there's no one else I'd rather live down the street from. And because both of them are so like go-getter personalities, like they are just have been such a help in this whole process.
Yeah.
Like they've been like checking in this whole time when we're obviously not close by or would like help at the drop of a hat. And, like, your mom helped unpack our cars and, like...
They're babysitting Brody right now.
Yeah. Like, shout out them. I feel very grateful for your fam. Me too. Good thing we like them since they're down the street.
They'll be visiting quite a bit, probably.
And that was also, like, part of the decision to be there. Because certain houses we were looking at that were, like, 35 minutes away. Yeah. It's like, oh, that seems a little too far. Because, like... Also, the reason I love the Cape so much last summer is because, like, we were always visiting your family. Like, a part of the fun is being with your family. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks like, my mom was, like, she was getting, like, upset or, like, sad because now that when we are there, we're not staying at her house with her. So, she was like, I'm going to miss that. But we're, like, we're still close by. Like,
I know. She was like, wait, I'm sad. You're like, you really want us up in your business anymore? When we were there in COVID, like, taking over.
Kicking her out of, like, her room, basically.
I know. I was having a conversation with her being like, we call her Missy, by the way. I was like, Missy, That's not even her name. I'm like, you really have done so much for us, and I appreciate you letting me just come in and take over. Because I feel like if I were her, I would be like, all right, everyone, like, out of my space. Yeah. Like, you're taking over my kitchen and my living room and my... Like, during COVID, we really were... I brought a bike in there. Yeah. Like,
and that was early-ish on of
us dating.
We're like, who is this girl coming in?
Wait, that literally, that's so weird to put it into perspective. Like, we were dating for, what, like a year and a half?
Yeah, probably.
And I'm like, I'm moving into your mom's house. Here's my exercise bike in the garage. Like, what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, good thing. Now I buy a house down the street, so it all worked out. But, yeah. Oh, but what I wanted to ask you, life updates.
Yes.
Is, I guess, what we kind of started to say, hockey. Because I know people want to know that... Because everyone asks, are you still playing for the Flyers? Blah, blah, blah. Everyone's questions are on the moon, so we can just...
Getting right to it.
Yeah, we can just, okay, like, so, like, I don't clear the air clear on everything. Air. Like, give them very...
Well, so, I'm sure if anyone follows or knows, but my contract ended this season, so I'm up for a new contract, either with Philly again or a new team. So, I guess that all kind of happens this summer, and... with my agent and kind of working that out. So, yeah, like we said, could be back here, could be with a new team, could be across the country, who knows? But I think it's exciting. I think it's a little nerve-wracking just because I think this is the first summer that we didn't know where we were going to be, because my last contracts I always got like extended like during the year, like I signed this last one like during the year, so we knew the next 2 years we were going to be where we were. So I think just kind of the not knowing is a little uneasy, but just knowing that it'll all work out, and wherever we be, that's kind of what it is. So
and for everyone wanting to know when we'll know, probably July, August is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, or it could be earlier. We'll see.
You think?
Yeah, who knows?
So if any of you listening are like the GM of any, like, you let us know.
Yeah.
Call us up.
That'd be great.
Imagine. Yeah. A girl listening is like, actually, my dad's a GM of whatever. But why don't you manifest where you're going to be?
No, we're not doing that game.
My intention I'm setting is that I want us to end up where it's meant to be, is where it's going to be. And I would love for it to be, like, close to fam. I mean, both our families are, like, in the Northeast. Mm-hmm. A lot of teams are far from that. But if it may take us far, at least, like, a fun spot, somewhere warm.
Yeah.
Somewhere good for our doggy. Yeah.
Could be wherever, so.
Literally anywhere.
We'll see.
That's so weird to think about. Mm-hmm. That, like, in August, we'll be like, surprise, we're moving to blank.
Europe.
Like, that would be crazy.
Hopefully not.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Like, see ya. Yeah.
But never know.
I'll visit. No. Yeah. But, yeah, so that's, like, the update on that. I thought we could end with, oh, I was going to say we're going away for Memorial Day weekend. Yep. But, yeah, that's also another reason we wanted to close early, because we're going to move in right before that.
Dropping out all our gear and hitting the road.
Yeah. I feel like Campus Dance is going to be a, like, standing weekend, like, plan for until ever. Forever.
Hopefully.
Are you going to get sick of it one day?
No, I know. But
wanna
I
go
just,
anymore?
I just seeing the, like, classes, like, above us and how they dwindle with kids and...
Yeah. Weddings, other
stuff,
plans.
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully our class is it's our 20th reunion and we're back. Yeah, because it is so much fun, and it is a good excuse to get everyone together for a fun weekend. So, yeah. Well, speaking of reunion, it is my 5th year reunion, which
that's
is crazy.
That's so weird. Yeah. We're getting old.
I think we could, like, walk in the graduation.
Really?
Well, I think you can walk, like, every year, but
really?
I think they do, like, something special for, like,
okay, that is so cool that Brown does that, 'cause I don't think BU does, probably not many other schools do that. I couldn't just jump
in
to grad.
It's, like, the whole school, yeah, like, walks, like, together.
I feel like you said, like, really, like, old people go back and walk, and they're, like, 50 years. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It is a pretty special weekend.
Mm-hmm. So that's basically, if you guys didn't know, we met at BU. Max did his master's there, his like fifth year, 1 year situation, but did his undergrad at Brown. So that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And so his group of buddies from there, that's like Brown does their campus dance, I guess Memorial Day weekend.
Graduation weekend, yeah.
Every year. And so then all the alumni go and it's like a big party. And then you like hang out in Newport all weekend. It's going to be the best vibes.
Yeah.
So that's our plan. We're doing that. I thought we could end with some of our current favorites.
Okay. Of what?
Guess what I wrote down. Just in life, what are current favorite things that you're loving? Like food, products, activities. Okay. Obviously, golf would be probably your number one since you're in the off-season. The second you drop the hockey stick, you pick up the golf club.
Mm-hmm. And I have been golfing quite a bit.
You have?
And yeah.
You're going to have the golf bug even more when you get back to the Cape, all the courses there.
Yes.
Because they're like not your ones
you've
been playing
here.
That was
like the biggest hassle last summer in Boston, trying to find a golf course like that wasn't 45 minutes away or whatever. Yeah. But yeah, so that's my favorite, obviously. My favorite. What else?
Guess what I wrote on my list. Guess.
Your favorite?
Our.
Our favorite. Recently?
Yep. I would just say a very current fave food.
Spicy jalapeno Cape Cod chips.
Yes!
We've been in a kick. Yeah, those have been so good.
Guys, get them.
Also, the hot dogs that I've been making on the little pan in the on the stove, those have been like my, with the...
That's your fave.
With the, like...
Relish we like?
Yeah. The sweet pepper relish and like the honey mustard. Oh,
try so that, good. You guys. Probably even better on a grill.
I don't know. It tastes
you like it in the pan too? Yeah.
With like the buttered roll and
yum,
crisp it a little bit on the pan.
I could go for one right now. Jalapeno chips. They're sweet and spicy jalapeno.
They burn your tongue.
I keep forgetting that
so
they're
good.
The Cape Cod brand. That's so fitting.
Yes. What else has been my favorite? I don't know.
I wrote that I'm about to be my cornhole era again, I bet. Since it's about to get warm, we're about to have a yard.
We're going to have a nice cornhole setup.
I can't wait.
Stadium lights. We can play all night.
I'm so excited.
Cornhole. Yeah. Outdoor shower.
Oh, we love that. I keep forgetting we have an outdoor shower.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Maybe... a golf cart.
Guys, we have all sorts of crazy ideas. We got to see if we have like money for these things.
Yeah.
Because who knew? I didn't know.
Yeah, who knew?
How expensive golf carts are.
Well, especially the ones we're looking at.
Fun ones? like souped up ones?
Yeah. With all the lights and bells and whistles.
We definitely don't. But I would just get any old one to just like drive down to the beach or the restaurant or whatever. Yeah. But who knew? We're like literally an older like Jeep Wrangler that you can like take off the doors and the top. Sometimes it's cheaper than these freaking golf carts. Really, should we just get another car? That seems crazy. Yeah, we'll see what crazy plans to come. But I think that's pretty much it for this episode.
I know. We're like, oh, it'll be a quick 25, 30 minutes. We've probably been going 50. For like an hour.
I know. This is like long. But I really thought we needed an update on the home.
And who knows? Maybe I'll be back on sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
This has been such enjoyable content. Yeah, I love it.
You've been such a joy having
you. Have I been chatty enough?
Yeah, you have.
Great.
Hopefully I didn't like chat too much. I think I get excited and I talk over you.
Yeah, but I feel like I was chatting.
I feel like that's my biggest...
personality trait?
Maybe like personality flaw is that people say I like talk over people. And I hate doing that. It's so rude. Whenever I look back, I'm like, oh, in a video or like a podcast... But especially people I'm comfortable with, like Taylor, you, Lucy. Sister. People say I talk over Lucy so much, but I don't mean to. But I just get excited, and I'm like, me too, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Sorry if I talked over Max. I didn't mean to.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us. This was so fun. Can't wait for the summer. Hopefully this episode gave you guys the best vibes. That's the update on us. We got to go because we got to pack up this whole freaking apartment. I might have a couple minty bees today.
Oh, God.
No, seriously. But I'm just one thing at a time. I'm going to focus. It's going to be great. It's all going to be okay. Right?
It's going to be great. It's fun. We're having fun.
We're having so much fun.
Yes. All righty.
Okay, love ya.
See you next time.
Catch you in my next episode. Max, we'll see you in 2 years.
Yep.
Okay, bye.
Bye.